Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this inspirational, educational, motivational episode, we'll talk about the Hawthorne effect. Hawthorne effect is the fact that people will modify their behaviors simply because they're being observed. In simpler terms, if someone watches you, you have a tendency to behave better or to be more compliant to the norm, standard, rules, regulations, etc. Before we jump into how we're going to use it to our advantage, I just want to take a short break and let you in on our sponsors. No, just kidding. This is completely for free. But Hawthorne, I thought it was the Swedish edible and very healthy, it's not Swedish, but in Swedish, plant called Havtorn. But turns out Hawthorne is Hagtorn, completely different plant that's not edible. Just as a side comment. And Hawthorne, I thought it was a person, but it's actually a suburb in US outside Chicago where they did these studies called the Hawthorne studies. They took place in a suburb called Hawthorne. So now we got that out of the way. How can we use it to our advantage? So I seen it in work, I used it myself, both consciously and unconsciously. For instance, you have a task that you have to do. It's very boring, writing some essay really long with a lot of annotations or something. Then you have a Skype call or a Teams call or Zoom call with your friend who's doing the same thing. And then you start to, okay, how about this or about that? Or in work, similar or same thing. And then let me share the screen. And then you start writing and typing, and then you're all producing things. The other person might not even be that interested, might not even be looking. But for some reason, which we now understand is the Hawthorne effect, you produce, you deliver better, more, you conform to what you actually set out to do. And this is just as simple as it is. So you could use that, and one example you could take from more real life is that every time you drive a car, I hope we stop driving cars because it's super, super dangerous actually. But one way you could notice it is that when you're driving a car and see a police car, either behind you, in front of you, or going towards you, you automatically check, what speed am I having? Am I conforming? And the same when you see police in the street. You check yourself, so to speak. Same probably for many of you when a manager enters the room, or if you're in the military when an officer enters the room. You check yourself. So how can we use this to our advantage? Well, for heavy tasks or tasks that you really stuck with or think it's, this will be surdeg. I'm not sure what the English word is, but slow. Call someone or have a deal with someone that, can you have a Zoom call with me for 30 minutes or 45 minutes? I'm going to share the screen. You don't have to do really anything. I'm just going to check some things. It's, of course, preferable if this person is knowledgeable and semi-interested in what you're doing or have some form of investment in time, energy, or, because then you can say that this was a collaborator. Otherwise, you're just going to steal that person's time. That's not nice. Right. So the lesson for this week, for this class, is to check all your tasks in your to-do list and make a deal with someone. Let's use the Hawthorne effect. I'm just gonna steal your time for 20 minutes. You can steal my time 20 consecutive minutes. That's it. Simple. Best of luck. Talk to you in the next class.